Okay, you're very welcome back to the 9 till noon show here on Highland Radio. We're going to be crossing to Letterkenny shortly. I'm slightly concerned at the lack of earphones, so I'm not really quite sure how this is going to work, but hopefully you can hear me, Sean Quinn. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hear you loud and clear.
Oh, here, can you? Good fantastic.
All right, Highland
brilliant.
Motors in the mountaintop.
Yes, indeed. And these are exciting times, aren't we? Because I think I've a sneaking suspicion that this is going to be a cracking car.
Well, we're hiding this big beauty behind us. This is the big beauty beside me is Lawrence. But I have a big beauty behind me, which is a beautiful, I'll let you tell him. What is it?
It's Renault Symbios. Brand new model, Greg. So, it's going into the draw, hopefully. And it's a stunning car. It's a 1.3 petrol techno. Fully loaded. Lovely car.
It is absolutely
we'll
beautiful.
We'll keep chatting as Andrew's showing the car there live. But yes, Greg, so this is some lucky winner is going to actually win this car this year as part of our Christmas draw. And it's worth over €35,000. So I think, if I'm being honest with you, I think it's probably the biggest car that we've had to date in the draw. It's an absolute beauty, and it's got a load of different specs. We, in 2 seconds time, we might just jump into the car to let you have a look at it.
Yeah, but, it's an absolute beauty, Sean. And this is the prize for, this is the big Christmas car draw, right? This is what's up for grabs. And that, can I see the back of it? I'm always a big fan of the rear of a car, just to see what the back of this one looks like. Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely stunning. Yeah, that's a beauty. It really is a lovely, lovely car. I think you're right, Sean. I think this is, I think you've really pulled the rabbit out of the hat this time.
Yeah, it's got all the spec you'd expect with a brand new car, Greg, but it's the alloy wheels. I tell you the one that hit me when I first sat in the car, and Lawrence was telling me all about it. The screen, the touch screen is as good as I've seen in that range of car. And the technology that comes with it is quite amazing. And there's so many
safety
features are standard on the car. And Lawrence will just mention a little bit about that.
Yeah, there's over 29 safety features built into the car, from lane assist. You've got your cruise control. You've got so many safety features. The radio itself is 10-inch touchscreen, as Sean has said. And you can download up to about 30 apps into it. So you can download all your apps into it as well. Comes standard with the Google Maps anyway. And as we can see later when we get in the car, it's a fantastic big screen. Has all the things you expect now, Bluetooth connected to your phone, Apple CarPlay.
Does it go fast? Is it fast?
It's fast car.
Is it fast car?
It's also very economical. It's a 1.3.
Yeah.
Mild hybrid, which is basically a petrol car.
Yeah.
But the mild hybrid then gives you a bit of extra economy when you're
and
driving.
Oomph too when you need it too. That just a little bit of extra acceleration too when it's
That's
needed
correct.
As well. And Sean, me and you talked about a car a few years ago, and I mean, I'm not saying you're an old fart, right? But what I will say is that you have been, as I have, a wee bit cynical about some of the assistance on cars. I was a little bit to begin with, Lawrence, and I'm just being honest with you. But see now, the likes of the lane assist and all that kind of stuff, once you adapt it and adopt into it, and Sean, maybe you have actually, all jokes aside, started using more of this technology. It just becomes a part of everyday driving, and you it's great it's in this car because you'd want it in the car.
Yeah, I'd be honest with you, I still struggle with the lane assist.
Oh, right, okay.
It's one of the, and it's not that my driving is really bad, but I think sometimes when you do, it jerks you back. The way you get a bigger fright. But I can understand why it's in the car, but I have to say sometimes if I can get that button quickly, I will try and hit it off.
I think what you have to do, right, is you have to lean into a little bit. I'll tell you, particularly for motorway driving and the wider roads, I don't know, it's become part of my everyday driving, and if that car didn't have it, I'd be going, Lawrence, can you stick it on? So it's fantastic. Yeah. It is an absolute beauty. And Lawrence, is this the colour we're going for as well? Because it's beautiful.
This is the exact car here in the showroom today.
It's gorgeous, yeah.
Yep.
So it's done in pearl white, so it's not a white. It's got a lovely flecked and sparkle to it. As the girls were saying earlier on, it really is a lovely colour.
Yeah.
Sean's going to sit in it here now.
Now, is it on? I don't go
it's
through the window
on.
Here.
It's not on. So he's going to sit in.
The interior is gorgeous. There's just no, he's looking for the key.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I see the screen. All right. You've a tablet in there as well. I see effectively.
Isn't it cool, Greg?
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. It really is stunning. Yeah, that's gorgeous. And, and do you know what I like about it too? The you can customize the heads up display there that you have in front of you too, because it's digital as well. It is all singing, all dancing. Lawrence, it's a cracker. Surely that's not all standard on this car, is it? Because that
is all standard.
Really?
And as I say, Greg, if you ever get laid off in the radio station, you want a job, give us a shout, because you're selling this car a lot better than me.
Do you know what? It was the same last year. We were driving in a car last year, and I was so impressed with his knowledge about cars. It was excellent.
Yeah, I think, and if I'm not mistaken, I see a little wireless charging port there, do I, in front of the steering, in front of the steering wheel. There it is. Look, you just pop your phone down there and it's charging. Happy days. Yeah. Also, of course, folks, nowadays you don't have to wire your phone in to enjoy Apple Play and Android Maps and all that. It's done wirelessly through the Wi-Fi, which is fantastic. Beautiful car. It's worth well over 35. I love the interior. As well, talk us through that, Sean, a little bit. It's a cloth interior, but it's very, very luxurious.
Yeah, cloth interior, central armrest as well, which I love because it just gives you that comfort when you're driving. Mm. Leather steering wheel. It's got all the buttons that you need. I think it's, to be fair, it's pretty standard in most cars nowadays. But your volume's up and down. You can change your radio. You can change your. I think you can.
Change the display on the dash as well.
Yeah.
You've got your Bluetooth. You've actually got Google Assist here too. So if we hit this button here. Google, what's the weather going to be like in Letterkenny today?
Today in Letterkenny, it will be mostly cloudy, with a forecast high of 7 and a low of 6.
And I'm going to tell you something maybe neither of the two of you know. If you tap it, it uses Google Assistant. If you actually hold that button in, it accesses Gemini, so you get more nuanced answers from it. Did you know that, Lawrence?
I didn't know that. I learned something new today.
Well, yeah, if you hold that button in, it actually accesses the Gemini service on the phone too, which makes it extra special. Absolutely beautiful. All electric windows. I'm running out of stuff.
I think the most important thing is, let's tell people how can they win this car, Greg.
Yeah, you tell us. Go on.
So the draw is now live as we speak. Go on to highlandradio.com and you can buy a ticket for €15 or you can buy 5 for 50 and answer a simple question and you're in the draw. So live on highlandradio.com now. You can ring the station if you want to buy a ticket, if you can't go online. But they're now available as we speak. And the draw is on the
23rd
of December, which is a Tuesday. So somebody will have a brand new car for Christmas. And you never know, Greg. I've been known that now again to put a few extras in. Not going to divulge exactly what we might do, but we will do something in a couple of weeks' time to give everybody else a chance to win.
Yeah, and check out any pictures or videos we have, because there's some really nice styling points on that car. There's those little things at the back of the front wings are lovely, and there's little sort of like vents to the right and left of the rear lights too. Just some nice little modern subtle stylings there as well. It is a beautiful car. Obviously, there's loads of people watching it on our streams, but hope for privacy glass as well, things like that, critical. Right, okay, so you can go onto our website right now, highlandradio.com, and get your tickets. There's great advantage in getting in early because, as Sean mentioned, you know for yourself, there's going to be an extra, a few extra sprinkles on this delicious ice cream, right? So the earlier in, the better chance.
Put in a cold day.
The better chance you have to be in with all of the draws. You know what goes on here, folks. You listen all the time. You know the crack. The winning ticket could be an early ticket. It could be a mid-ticket. You just don't know unless you get your tickets. Okay. Right. So run us through the pricing there again, because there's great incentives for either buying a couple for yourself or getting a few for Christmas for a group of people, because you can individualize the ticket, Sean. So just to give us the pricing of the tickets one more time.
Yes. So you can buy one ticket for €15, Greg, or you can buy 5 for 50.
All right, Lawrence, listen, it's great to have you on board again here, and you've really made available to us a cracking car, and it's a great relationship we have between Highland and Highland, if I could put it to you like that. We're next door neighbours as well, but it's great to be working with you, which I'm sure Sean has already referenced that. But it's a great brand and a great company and a great partner for us.
Absolutely. Delighted to have them on board again. This is the second time we've done this together. And you'll probably, I'd say, middle of next week, you'll see the car actually sitting outside Highland Motors. And we may put it to different locations as getting closer to the draw. So most important thing, Greg, it's now live. Go and buy your tickets. Highlandradio.com.
For sure. Finally, Lawrence, I mean, obviously, you know, you've got one eye on 161s, people already inquiring in that regard. But I'd say there's some cracking value in 15s at the moment, you know, be it low mileage X-demos, I don't know what, or even just, you know, straight off the factory floor, so to speak. So there's still some value in the 15s, and people are looking forward to 16s.
Just give us a shout anytime.
All right, great stuff, Lawrence. Thanks for your time, Sean.
Okay,
thank you for
your
time. Thanks, Anya, for assisting us as well. It's live
thanks,
now,
Greg.
Sean, and it's a cracking car, isn't it?
Brilliant. Thanks a million.
All right. Look after yourselves. Thank you very much indeed. Bye-bye. Take care. 086 60 25,000 is the WhatsApp and text number, by the way. But if you want to get your ticket nice and early, go onto the website, highlandradio.com. We'll be joined by our next guests live here from Finn Valley College as they launch later today their fantastic new album. It's called Our Donegal. That's coming up very shortly. Of course, earlier on, we had our Friday panel, but since 10, we've been sampling the voices and the musical skills of Finn Valley students and teachers. We have with us now David Franzak. Good morning to you, David. How are you keeping?
Greg, thank you.
Good to have you with us. Right, you have in front of you the accordion, is that correct?
I do.
How long have you been playing that?
I've been playing the accordion for about 3 years, coming up in 4 in 2026.
Right, okay. And is that your first musical instrument?
I've been playing guitar for God knows how many years.
Right. Is there many transferable skills, if you know what I mean? There isn't really, is it? Because this is button-based, isn't it?
Yeah. It is button-based, and the guitar is like string-based, but... Yeah. Like, I have a good ear for music.
I get
you, know
you
what I mean.
Yeah. What got you into that?
My grandfather.
Brilliant, okay. Right, and what's it been like being involved with this Our Donegal project?
It's very nice. Like, it's a good experience to be on a CD.
Okay, I'd imagine so. And that CD, well, it's a thumb drive, but we know what David means, is available from the school, by the way. We've been hearing some live performances from it. David, what are you going to be playing for us?
I'm going to be playing two reels called The Donegal Reel and The Gravel Walks to Granny.
Okay, and once again, you're going to be accompanied by the excellent Miss Bogle. So whenever you two are ready, take it away.
We'll be right back.
Big round of applause, everybody. Well done. Absolutely fantastic. David, when you like a piece of music, do you like the music? Do you like to dig into the background or the history of the music, or what's your take on it?
It's nice to like be able to know a tune inside out and know the history of it.
So what interests you then about either of those or both of those reels?
Well, the Donegal reel, it was one that I had heard from a lot of fiddle playing around Donegal. It's kind of self-explanatory, really. It's just the Donegal reel, its connection with Donegal.
Yeah, it does exactly what it says in the tin.
Yes, exactly.
All right, okay. Listen, thank you so much for that. Absolutely brilliant. And David Franzak features on that new album, which is out now. We'll be back with more after we take a quick break.
The 9 till Noon Show is brought to you by Letterkenny Credit Union. Digital loans now available. Apply online or via our app today and get your loan transferred directly to your current account.
Ready to upgrade your car? At Shane Connolly Cars in Donegal Town, we've got a great selection of makes and models to suit every budget. With flexible finance option and trade-ins welcome, upgrading has never been easier. Visit shaneconnollycars.com or call in to see us at Shane Connolly Cars, Drumlanagher, Donegal Town.
At Centro, we've got amazing Santa savers from now until the big man arrives. Like Bailey's Irish Cream Liqueur, 700ml, only €10. McVitie's Victoria Biscuit Selection, 490 gram, only €3.75. And Centra Fresh Hour Strip Loin Steaks 2-pack, only €9. Stock up with Centra. Centra. Live every day. Enjoy alcohol sensibly.
Entitlements scrapped in next CAP. In this week's Irish Farmers Journal, how sweeping CAP reforms could see a complete upheaval of farm payments and impact the land rental market. Acres payments hit farmer accounts, plans progress to cut farm inspections, plus our special on the Carrick Winter Fair. Get these stories and more straight to your doorstep with an Irish Farmers Journal home delivery subscription. Sign up today and get a free farm bucket full of Irish Farmers Journal merchandise. Visit ifj.ie/bucket.
It all starts with choosing food with the Boer Bia quality mark. And from there, it grows. From your basket to farms across the land, you support over 60,000 farmers and producers committed to Boer Bia's highest quality and sustainability standards. So every time you choose the Boer Bia quality mark, you bring quality assured food to your table and make a real difference to those who produce it. Make your mark. Always choose food with the Boer Bia quality mark.
If you're considering a new Citroën car or van for 261 registration, see the full range and check out the special offers this week at Highland Motors. On display is the new C3 Mini SUV, the C4 and C4X family cars, and the C5 Aircross SUV, still available in diesel. Also, the just arrived and much anticipated new C5 Aircross SUV, available in hybrid and 100% electric, with a range of 680 kilometres. There's great low-rate finance, scrap and trade-in booster offers available, so it's the perfect time to order at the Citroën Open Week until this Saturday at Highland Motors, Letterkenny.
All right, you're very welcome back to the 9 till Noon Show here on Highland. As you may be aware, we are broadcasting live today from the Finn Valley College in Stranorlar. Later today, they launch their album, Our Donegal, with all proceeds going to the Donegal Hospice, and it comes in a pouch that you might expect to see a CD in with track listings, etc., but it's actually a thumb drive that contains the album. Right, now, Miss Marianne Malloy is with me. Good morning to you. Thank you so much for having us here and for sitting in with us. How are you keeping?
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Good stuff. You are the art teacher and the well-being coordinator.
Yes.
Okay, so
well, for me, I love my job, and two exciting and fantastic things to be involved in, art and well-being.
All right. And AJ Breen, good morning to you.
Greg.
Thank you for joining us. You gave me something, right? What's this about? It's a pen with a card.
I did, yes.
Am I going at this too early, or did you want a big reveal later?
I will talk about it later. It's part of our mocks.
All right, okay. And what's school life for you here like, AJ? You're chairperson of the Students' Wellbeing Programme, so presumably you work closely with Miss Malloy, yeah?
I do, very closely, yeah.
And how does the wellbeing program work?
So we look over wellbeing within our school as students. As students, we know how to relate to other students, so that's why it's so important to have a student wellbeing committee within the school. I was shocked to find out not a lot of schools do have one, as we're so important and, you know, we're so good for the students. Like, we're a support system, we have our badges that they can see, that they can come to us and know that we're there for them, that we're always there to speak to them, and we always reiterate that whenever we have peer-to-peer teaching.
Brilliant stuff. And obviously it has to be a whole of school thing too, Marianne, so, you know, with you being the wellbeing coordinator liaising with the likes of AJ.
Yeah, no, wellbeing's taken, you know, really, really seriously in Finn Valley College. It is something that's a whole school approach, and it's intertwined in absolutely everything that we do here. You know, the last few years we've brought back tutorials, so when students come in the morning, they have an 8-minute tutorial with a tutor teacher, and that gives them that time to settle every morning and get themselves ready for the day, and they have that one good adult that they're going to speak to. And also, I suppose, we have all different activities. As AJ just mentioned, you know, the wellbeing team bring that student voice to me on a regular basis, and we see if there's any emerging needs within the school, that it's my job, I suppose, to bring that to management, and then we look at how can we address these needs in the relation to wellbeing for our students. And the main thing is that we're, for the wellbeing really, is that our students are happy, content, you know, in the environment in the school here, so that they can reach their full potential. So, you know, Greg, like anybody, if you're happy and content within a place, you will achieve, you'll achieve more and you'll achieve better.
Yeah, but there's a yes, of course, there's no but. But AJ, there has to be a trust of the system too, doesn't there, right? So if a student approaches you, that they're heard and not judged, and they, you know, you feel you can act on that, and that goes up the line too to Marianne. It has to work, doesn't it? It can't just be put in there just to have it there.
It does, and that's what we focus on so much, is having, we have a weekly wellbeing message. Every week we focus on a different topic, and that helps our students know what's happening currently, and they know we're always here for them. We do so many things within our school that we talk to them, that they know us, they know our faces, and they know that they can come to us, and that gains that trust and support.
Our third guest with us is Paddy McDade, a PE teacher here and also head of the Finn Harps Academy. And, you know, sport activity is not exclusively the greatest contributor to, you know, someone's well-being, because students display the best of themselves in different ways, but it does play an incredibly important role, I'm sure, Paddy.
Yeah, good morning, Greg. Yeah, absolutely. It's important for all school, all kids. It doesn't matter if they're elite level or they're just coming from our units. And PE is essential for all students. Also, I'm the head of the Women's Academy, which is a very important point. And it's more and more girls getting into sports now, which is so, so important, because especially, we're still post-COVID. A lot of these kids have gone through hard years, and you still can see that even within the PE classroom, the PE setting. So it's about getting them there. The physical benefits are obvious ones, but it's the social, it's the mental benefits that really, really come through.
Mm-hmm. And it's about building sort of confidence, resilience, all those types of things, which sport's very useful for, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. There's so many characteristics to it, and it's important for every student. We're really lucky that we have a fabulous hall here, my classroom here. You're very welcome to it. And we're also...
It's echoey for radio, yeah, but it's...
and for music as well. We play a lot of music in here.
Do you know
what?
The reverb's fantastic for the music. It's some of the stuff we've heard so far is great. And I suppose, actually, you know, there's a synergy between Finn Harps and this school as well, because Finn Harps is one of the most inclusive, I think, and progressive clubs in terms of inclusion, be it, you know, women's football, youth football, getting out into schools. You know, a lot of that work goes on with not necessarily the massive spotlight on it at FinHarps.
Yeah, as head of the women's, I'm also on the board at FinHarps, so I see it firsthand. You also have your futsal teams. You have so many teams that are accompanied for. That's why we're also pushing for this AstroTurf as well. We're trying to bring in the community. FinHarps have been in here in the hall training, Capri Rovers local club. So we're quite inclusive to the community as well, which is really, really important. Yeah. And that's essential for kids. As you know, the facilities in Ireland aren't great, but we're making strides towards that, group, which is essential.
There's 250k of funding for the Astro pitch plus funding from the school, so it's not just a dream now, it's a potential reality.
There's great facilities in this town. We use the Fun Valley Centre as well. Niall McGonigal down there. We use the Leisure Centre. Our first-year students have just completed they're doing swimming down there as part of their curriculum. Mm. So it's just giving them, you heard Cora Lee on about the badminton earlier. So just, you know, it's for them to come in here and experience different sports.
I think that's lovely when she was saying that, just the idea of, you know, it's a big transition from sixth to first. It's tough, right? I'm glad you only have to do it once. But when you get into a place and you like the new experiences and the new people, it's lovely.
It's huge. And that's the thing. We want these kids, when they leave here from a sports perspective, trying out different sports. Mm. It's a lifelong thing that they might discover something that they do, or their own kids in the future might, and they'll say, oh, I did badminton, PE, whatever, I know how to do it, or I went to the pool. And I think it's so important that they get the opportunity, and that's what we're trying to do, is give them opportunities.
Marianne, happy kids make for happy teachers, right? Happy teenagers, happy students make for happy teachers.
Yeah,
as well.
Exactly, Greg, yeah.
Right, okay. AJ, come on, what's this pen about, please?
Okay, so it's one of my favourite things that we've done as Wellbeing Committee is gift to the students who are going through such a hard time with their mocks.
Yes.
And it's lovely to come into your mocks and just see the whole place decorated with a pen and these wee, like, good luck cards on their tables. They were so well received. We had a sixth year on our Wellbeing Committee. We have nearly every year on our Wellbeing Committee. We're getting our first years now in January. But the sixth year last year, Ryan Gallagher said they were so well received and everyone loved them. And then we reused the leftovers for the actual leaving cert and had a wee box of them, and those were well received as well.
Brilliant, because it can feel quite lonely doing exams and what have you. It's fine if you're very academic and everything comes very easy to you, but, you know, some of us aren't like that. So it's nice to know that the fellow students have got your back. What year are you in now, AJ?
I'm sixth year.
Sixth year, okay. Yeah. So what are you going doing after, if anything for that matter, what are you planning to do post Finn Valley College?
I would love to do communications in DCU.
Right, okay. With a view to doing what?
That is what I'm trying to figure out.
Excellent.
So communications is like my branch into either PR or journalism.
Fantastic, yeah. It gives you real, after a year or two, it gives you real sort of options.
Idea of what you want to do, yeah.
Good stuff. I think you'll do well. No doubt about that. AJ, thanks very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you.
Marianne, anything you want to add, or if we touched upon most of it? I think even too, in terms of well-being, this project plays its role in that as well, doesn't it? Because it brings students from different parts of the school together on a different project.
Greg, as I said, it couldn't happen without the student voice and, you know, hearing what it's like for the students on a day-to-day basis in the school and seeing how we can support them and bring them on their journey from first year right through to sixth year. I think you talked about resilience and, you know, that applies to in sport, but also applies no more when you're sitting in an exam hall wanting to give up. You know, building that resilience within young people is important. So, that's all I would say, that we are on a day-to-day basis here, looking at supporting the students to reach their full potential. So,
All right, brilliant stuff. Keep up the great work, Marianne, Ms. Marianne Malloy, who's the arts teacher and well-being coordinator. In terms of teaching the arts, what are you teaching? In terms of art, is it?
You get me started, spectrum? Greg. You won't get me stopped on art. Resilience comes into art as well, you know, and the whole idea of starting a project with a theme and how to research your research skills, your problem solving skills, your artistic skills. And, you know, Greg, I think that's where the future lies. People underestimate the subject of art at times, but really those are the people that have those skills that we're looking for in the future, you know. So art definitely brings to the table a lot of different skills that I feel are important for young people.
Yeah, for sure. And there's just no doubt, is there part of the importance of sport for students that are into sport as well? I mean, it's fantastic for team, either individually, like say something like boxing, a very individual sport, builds discipline. Team sports build work with others and so on and so forth.
Yeah, we spoke about the PE as such, but also the extracurricular activities, the sports teams we run here. We run, we had a rugby team away to Derry yesterday.
Oh,
we had
cool.
A girls senior soccer team away to Gador on Monday. We do after school football on a Wednesday in the Finn Valley Centre. We do, even last year with a darts team, started. So we've loads of different sports.
I see the dartboard up there, all right. Yeah.
So it's, and just as I said earlier, it's given the kids the opportunity to try and sample different things because they have to find something that they'll enjoy, and it's also good for them.
All right, listen, thank you. AJ, was there anything else you wanted to mention? Are you happy out?
I just want to say that the wellbeing committee is very important within the school, and I think every school should have it, and I just want to advocate for that.
No, definitely, and I think it was very interesting of you to note that not every school has it, so what gaps are there in the event of that? And if there's any schools listening, you know, you have got learned experience here, I'm sure you'd be more than happy to share the model. I think every school definitely should have one. Okay, AJ, well done to you. Thank you so much indeed. That's AJ Breen. We also had there Miss Marianne Malloy and Paddy McDade, the PE teacher, head of FinHarps. Is it the Academy or the Women's Academy or both?
The Women's Academy.
The Women's Academy. Okay, thanks for that. It was a woman that wrote that out for me, just to be absolutely clear.
I'll not go there, Craig.
Caroline, don't look at me like that. I'm only joking. Right, we'll be back with... If I'm back, I might not be back. We'll be back with more as we head towards the end of this special show live from the Finn Valley College after we take this break. Welcome back to Finn Valley College. Miss Denise Jacobs in front of me. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Are you all right over there?
All good, yeah.
Excellent stuff. And we also have Miss Aisling McGeehan. Hi, Aisling. How are you?
How are you, Greg?
I'm good. I see there's a big push on social media to find this really friendly Aisling around the place. Did anyone think it was you?
Know.
Did you see that, Caroline?
No.
Did you? All right. Did you see it? No.
It's
on the internet.
Right. Yeah, haven't seen it. Haven't seen it.
Right. Okay. So, talk to me about some of the sort of creative initiatives that's going on here, Denise. Or is it you, Aisling?
No, we'll just talk about the Creative Clusters project that we're doing at the moment.
That's it,
I suppose we applied for it last year, Greg, and we were very successful. We just want to thank Donegal Education Centre for that. It's a two-year project. It's really about creative learning. So we're bringing in the arts and the music to it, but we're collaborating with four other primary schools in our local area. I suppose a big shout out to School Reach and Convoy, Dewish National School, St Mary's Castle Finn, and Robertson's National School in Stranorlar. So we're linking in with those, we're collaborating with them and their teachers, and it's about songwriting and developing those creativity skills among the students.
And how does that work in sort of on a day-to-day basis?
Okay, so I suppose my name is Denise Jacob. I'm one of the art teachers here in the school, and Miss Bogle is the other teacher involved with this. And what it looks like for us, RTY students are mentors for the primary schools in this project, and we're bringing the primary schools into us here in Finn Valley College. And that started last week when we had one day workshop where Bree Jean Carr came on board as our artist, and they were in here for the day, Greg, creating songs. And I suppose the end goal is that each primary school will write their own song, and then together with our TYs, we will have a collaborative song as well. And all of those ideas are stemmed from the kids themselves and the students and their creativity and bringing in their ideas. And what came across very strongly was their focus on community, and they really want to bring that into their songs that they're writing.
I think it's lovely actually to set those types of challenges. Sounds great fun. It is. It would be great fun. Yeah. I'd say they're really, really enjoying it.
The hall was buzzing with Bree Jean Carr and everybody's dancing.
Well, she's brilliant at that stuff
fantastic.
As well.
She's brilliant. And we were in here, Greg, and the TYs were mentors for the day. They were in a leadership role, I suppose, for the day. And we had students with guitars and ukuleles and tin whistles. We had individuals standing up and even just building those confidence skills in them to stand up in front of their other peers, and obviously people they haven't met as well, Greg. And we're really looking at that transition from primary into post-primary, and these days like this really help because they're mixing with other students from other schools, and when they go into secondary school they may potentially meet those people, and that's a familiar face for them when they go into post-primary.
Also, something like this is excellent because you know you're enjoying yourself but you are learning or developing, and I think sometimes you get the most out of it when you don't necessarily realize
they don't realize actually
it.
Realize yeah, that exactly. It's active learning, it's just, out of the classroom.
We just let the secret out, yeah. Right?
But as well as that, like, we're building the skills among those young people. Yeah. Like, we're preparing them for the junior cycle. We're target setting, we're goal setting all the time in the school. So you're developing the communication skills, the working with each other, the creativity skills of the new junior cycle, and that then's feeding into the new senior cycle key competencies, which we're teaching our students and our young people all of the time, and we're preparing them for success.
Yes, of course, we're here today to launch the R Donegal album. It's a project that an awful lot of effort clearly has gone into, and also all eyes are on January, All Shook Up the School Musical as well. We're going to hear a bit about that before we do. Are both of you involved in that?
I'm the social media guru, so this lady here is very much involved in that. Right, and we are so excited because this is our first musical, Greg.
Oh, is it really? Yeah. Brilliant stuff. Yeah. And Denise, you know, January might seem a long way away, but in terms of preparing a production and what have you, you're right in the thick of it, I take it.
We are. There's a lot of work going in, Greg. We have been here every Wednesday after school since, I suppose, middle of September. We're here every Wednesday. We're now here on Thursdays as well. The students come in lunchtimes to practice. The art rooms, flat to the mat with the props. We are, but it's a team effort. Everybody's working together. Their students are so enthusiastic. They're buzzing. The students now that are not in the musical, they're talking about they've bought their tickets. They're ready to see the show.
But you know what you're blessed with too? It's in the Ballet Theatre.
It's in the Ballet Theatre.
So
yeah.
You know that gives it a massive credibility. But it also gives it, you know, one of the country's most famous stages for the students to sort of aspire to performing on. Yeah. You know,
and it's again, developing those community links and
Exactly. No, I was going to say, just in relation to the facilities, sometimes, not you guys or me, but we can take it for granted. But the Ballet Theatre, there's, you know, top performers can't wait to get up here and perform on that stage. Right, listen, Miss Bogle, thank you very much indeed. So what have we got lined up for ourselves here? This is a reading, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Okay. So
I only have one name, but it appears to be three people there, you see?
It's okay. So we have two performances coming up now, Greg. The first one is a poem by Seamus Heaney called Had I Not Been Awake. And it's when he was recuperating from a stroke and he was in Donegal and he wrote this poem kind of following that. So Kira Moss is going to deliver that poem for us in a moment. And then after that, we're going to have Songs of Our Land, which is based on the Francis Brown poem. And the music was put to it by Martin McColgan, who's a local musician here.
And I see where my confusion is because Kira Moss is doubling up.
She is.
So Kira is going to go with the reading first, isn't it? So very much looking forward to this. This is Kira Moss and a sample of Had I Not Been Awake by Seamus Heaney. And then very shortly thereafter, we'll hear Songs of Our Land. Okay, so Kira, take it away when you are ready.
Had I Not Been Awake by Seamus Heaney. Had I not been awake, I would have missed it. A wind that rose and whirled until the roof pattered with quick leaves off the sycamore and got me up, the whole of me a patter, alive and ticking like an electric fence. Had I not been awake, I would have missed it. It came and went too unexpectedly, and almost it seemed dangerously, hurtling like an animal at the house. A courier blast that there and then lapsed ordinary, but not ever after, and not now.
Oh, wow. Kira, well done. That was delivered absolutely superbly. That was lovely. That was Had I Not Been Awake by Seamus Heaney. By the way, what we're doing here is we're sampling some of what's on this fantastic new album from this college, R Donegal. Now, we can also now hear Songs of Our Lands. Kira is staying in front of the microphone and he's joined now by AJ Breen and Niamh Brown. Don, that was lovely. That was our Songs of Our Land. AJ Breen was up there. Kira Moss, who had done the previous reading excellently as well, and Niamh Brown. So well done to all of you. I just want to mention a few of the people who are also on this album but aren't performing for us today, but are still very important people. Clodagh Harkin has a traditional song, She Moved Through the Fair, that is on the album. Donegal by Denise Blake. There's readers Joey McGovern, Jack Barron, Josh Morrow, Amelia Shelbeck, and Mia McClelland, and also the Al Piper writer Carl Hardebeck. And the singer there is Sean Byrne. Okay, so that's all on the album. And it is available, if you contact the school, they'll sort it out. It's going to be available around some premises in and around the Finn Valley and beyond as well. I just want to mention, we had the very exciting launch today of Highland Radio's big car draw for Christmas. We've teamed up, as you may have heard, with our friends at Highland Motors to give you the chance to win something truly special. It's a brand new Renault Symbioz Techno, and it's a beautiful car. Check it out if you weren't watching the stream, and it's worth over 35 grand. So you can get your tickets right now on our website, highlandradio.com. You can just buy one ticket, have a punt, for 15 euro, or you can buy five tickets for 50, which boosts your chances, of course, and reduces the cost of that ticket down to a tenner. So you can group in with other people or buy them yourselves and part them out for Christmas presents as well. And the draw will be on Tuesday, December the 23rd during this show. So make sure you're tuned in then and get your tickets now, because as you can imagine, as the date approaches, there'll be some little bits of extras. So you can buy your ticket now and be in anything that might be coming up. Right, I think we have Aaron Alexander and choir, and they're going to be singing for us right now. So whenever you're ready, take it away.
The lights of London are far behind. The thoughts of homeland are crowding my mind. Familiar places come into view. The old folk, they're getting on. Treat them to late nights, sing a few songs. We'll talk of the neighbors and life in town. There's so much to tell them. The days fly around. This is my homeland, the place I was born in. No matter where I go, it's in my soul. My feet may wander,
Okay, that was absolutely lovely. Thank you very much indeed. That's where we have to leave it on the show today. Thanks. I didn't say goodbye to Miss Denise Jacobs. Good luck with All Shook Up. And Miss Aisling McGeehan, thank you very much indeed. It's always a pleasure. Keep up the great work. Thank you to all the teachers and management here at the Finn Valley College. We've had a lovely morning and we've been royally entertained by the students here with a fantastic mix of entertainment. But we're going to play out now with the Finn Valley College anthem. But before we start, a thanks to Caroline, Oren, Shannon, who were working on the show, and Joe as well, who kept us right technically. So to play us out, it's back over to the choir with the Finn Valley College anthem. We'll chat to you on the 9 till noon show on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Finn Valley College, Donegal, 18.